Hey folks, welcome to this special companion episode to The Jason Wright Show. This is from one of my long drives, which I do not like. I don't like to be stuck in the car because I feel like I'm not as productive. And so I decided, what the heck, I am just going to record an episode of the podcast while I drive. And actually, I think some pretty decent little nuggets came from it. So I hope you enjoy this. I hope you get some good takeaways from it. And most importantly, I hope you are enjoying your day. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, always, always, always improve, always in all ways. Thanks for listening. Well, howdy, and welcome to the first episode, the special installment of the Jason Wright Show that I guess I'll title Road Ramblings. I don't know. Well, maybe that'll work. Maybe that'll stick. I may change my mind from the time I get to where I'm going. But here's what the genesis for this episode was. So I'm listening to the James Altucher Show, and one of the things I have talked about, I've written about, that I learned from James Altucher a while back was his making your brain sweat exercise. Okay, here's the deal. You write down 10 ideas every single day. Every day, take out a journal. He uses a waiter's pad, whatever. It doesn't matter. Big Chief tablet. And write down 10 ideas every single day. This is just a way to strengthen your brain. It's putting in the reps. Most of the ideas will not be that good. It can be ideas for writing a book, ideas for YouTube videos, whatever you're into, ideas to make a better chocolate cake, ideas to make a healthier chocolate cake, whatever you're into, write down 10 ideas every single day. And then your brain, once you have trained it that, hey, we're in the game of coming up with good ideas, your brain will start to participate. It will become kind of a natural thing for your brain. Again, most of the ideas will probably suck, but you figure if you do this for 365 days out of the year, then with over 3,000 ideas at your disposal, and you're a pretty bright and intelligent person. I mean, you're listening to this show. So doing that math, you will probably come up with at least one or two good executable ideas. So today I'm listening to the show as I'm driving down the road, which, sidebar, I hate driving down the road. Right now, I'm pretty excited, to be honest with you, because I cannot stand to be stuck in the car driving. I'm on an hour and a half drive one way to a business meeting that I'll have to turn around and drive right back for. That is 3 hours of my day stuck in the car where I can't write, I can't read, I can't work out. I'm just sitting, which, you know, I do not like to do that. It's bad for your health. There's a whole litany of reasons why I cannot stand to be stuck in the car driving down the road. But it does give me a good opportunity to go about my efforts to discover. Okay, here's what I mean by that. So in this particular podcast, James, he said, you know, information is a commodity these days. And it is. There is so much information at our disposal. It's unreal. I mean, for instance, I'm sitting here listening on my drive to basically a polymath. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there that James Altucher is a polymath. He is a master level chess player. He is a former hedge fund manager. He is a New York Times bestselling author. He is a stand-up comedian. He has produced some television. I mean, the guy, he just is, at a minimum, he's a modern day Renaissance man. And so I get to basically drive down the road and get a tutorial from him anytime I want to. Or I can listen to a book, or I can hear the life work of Theodore Roosevelt. It's truly the old Zig Ziglar tapes used to say, you should always turn your car into a classroom. So as I'm driving down the road today, James came up with a very thought-provoking statement. He said, you know, with information being commoditized as it is now, you have to decide, what really separates people, the intelligent, from the rest are those who are not just learning, but they are discovering. And he posed the question. He said, you know, you got to ask yourself, are you going to be a Googler or a discoverer? And I thought, man, that is so awesome. That is profound. And that's what I want to be. I want to be someone who discovers. And it turns out that's kind of what I am and didn't even realize it. But I thought, well, that being the case, why don't I share that with you, my beloved audience, so that you too can, if you have already fallen into this road of discovery versus just knowing stuff, then let's hone that muscle. And here's what I think it looks like. So I can barely, so let's just stick with the, are you a Googler versus a discoverer? Because I had to really ponder that for a minute, because I Google a lot of crap. And a lot of it is just crap. But then I thought about it, kind of dissected that a little bit. I'm like, wait a minute. Well, let's look at your Google practices, Jason. And I did. And at first, one of the first thoughts that came to mind was, when I'm watching a movie, I have a very difficult time not Googling the characters. Great example. I was recently watching There Will Be Blood, which has one of the greatest actors that has ever lived, Daniel Day-Lewis. And I wanted to learn more about the film. I was pretty sure that it had won some Academy Awards. I was pretty sure that Daniel Day-Lewis had won one of his best actors, but I wasn't certain. And so I went to the Googles to figure out all the behind the scenes, the in the weeds information about There Will Be Blood. Here is what has been so beneficial for me since I have switched from being someone who just knows stuff to becoming a discoverer, is that whenever I am looking up Daniel Day-Lewis, I'm trying to discover stories. I want stories for you, the audience. Do you know how beneficial, and my fellow podcasters that actually listen to this show, and I know there's a couple of you out there, how beneficial is it when we have those stories in our hip pocket? When we're talking to a guest, and there are those times. Now, if you've listened to the Jason Wright Show, by God's grace, I have a gift for keeping the conversation going. There won't be a lot of dead air. And one of the greatest tools that I have in my arsenal at all times are stories. I have stories. And so what I like to do whenever I don't just want to learn about how many Academy Awards There Will Be Blood or Daniel Day-Lewis has won. I want to know a few layers deeper. So what makes Daniel Day-Lewis such a good actor? Why is it that he uses the methods that he does to actually, he stays in character throughout the entire filming of a project? So I guess if you bumped into him at the grocery store, he would be, what's his name, Plainview. I can't remember the guy's first name from There Will Be Blood. That's who you'd run into, which would be kind of funny. A method actor, I think that's what it's called. Method acting is where you constantly stay in character. And, you know, I like to discover those stories and find out who they are. And so it's the difference between being able to be an explorer versus just a map reader, right? I mean, what's the real utility value in just being able to look at maps and truly understand and be able to quickly point to where Possum Kingdom, Texas is? Not a lot of utility value in that. However, if I'm headed out to Possum Kingdom Lake from Tyler, Texas, and you have actually discovered the best routes, you've discovered the best barbecue joints, you've discovered the speed traps, you've been a discoverer by going out and actually executing the routes of the map, you, my friend, are going to be much more valuable to me than the person that can just say, here's how many miles it is, here's the map, point, you're in Tyler, there it is. I can get that from, Waze. I can get that from Google Maps. The point being, be a discoverer, not just a Googler. Now let's bring it back to where I am right now. This is the sort of thing that happens when you start thinking like this. I'm driving down the road. It's a pretty nice day. I'm looking at the tall, deep East Texas pines. Normally, I would just be consuming, looking to discover some kernel of knowledge from whatever book or podcast I'm listening to. But instead, because I have discovered how to create a podcast almost anywhere I am and how to go home and produce it on the fly, I'm adding to my episodes today. I'm driving down the road and I'm getting to do what I love to do most, which is improve always in all ways. I'm getting to tell you something I'm excited about. That's what this podcast is. So much of it is a repository of things I have learned and discovered that I'm excited about, that I don't just want to keep to myself, that I want to share. And hopefully you will benefit from. If you've ever heard me discuss the entire genesis of the Vitruvian Project and the podcast, it's this. The improve always in all ways mantra that applies to the Jason Wright Show, the Vitruvian Podcast, and all of this content that I'm creating is this. The genesis of it is this idea that I believe that if I can become the absolute best version of me, that in and of itself will benefit my fellow man. That will benefit those around me. Hopefully, I will be calmer. I'll be a better listener. I'll be more empathetic. I will be healthier so that I can be there for longer periods of time for my friends, whatever the case may be. I will have discovered ways that let's say if you're one of my close friends, you call me up and you say, I am struggling with this issue. Hopefully, I will have discovered a tactic, a tool, a proverb, something that I can pass on to you and help you. And I can only do that by endeavoring to constantly improve myself, feed my mind, feed my body in ways that are going to help it improve always and always. And then it's about execution. So often I'm on these long, long drives and I'm just driving myself crazy because I don't feel like it's a useful exercise of my time. I'm like, I want to be producing. I want to be doing something. And so as of today, because my mind has been trained to constantly look for opportunities to exercise, look for opportunities to create. Well, here I am, driving down the road, talking to you, creating an episode of the Jason Wright Show as I drive. Is that not awesome? So here's the challenge I have for you as a discoverer. So let's back up just really quickly. The episode of the James Altucher Show I was listening to was about how to become more intelligent, or how to become intelligent. I can't remember the actual title of it. I'll pop it into the show notes so that you'll know, because it's a great episode to listen to. It was this idea that we should all take the opportunity to try to become more intelligent. We should all take the opportunity to try to be better critical thinkers. You know, I was talking to my sister-in-law last night, and understandably, she's frightened. She has, you know, my nephew, he's going into kindergarten, he's 5, and we're going through this time where all the children are being asked to mask up. And we had this whole issue of, do I take the vaccine? Don't I take the vaccine? Does the mask work? Doesn't the mask work? There's political ramifications to not wearing a mask or wearing a mask. There are, people will attack your intelligence for taking the vaccine. Some will attack it for not taking the vaccine. And so everyone right now is just kind of hearing a lot of stuff. There is a ton of this commodity that we know as information floating around in the ether. Well, this is my challenge for anyone going through that. And we all are. I'm there. You know, I told her last night that it's troubling for me. You know, you've got Gray, my nephew, who we all love and adore at 5, trying to figure out what's the best way to guide and direct his path to help protect him and keep him healthy. Well, at the other end of the spectrum, I've got Rylan and Abby that are 20 and 21 in college. And you know, they may be 20 and 21-year-old adults, but they're still my babies and always will be. And so I'm trying to discover and critically think about how to best guide them. And then in this deal, it's not just about understanding how to best execute for what's best for you, but it's how to communicate the decisions you've made. how to communicate to your neighbor that those weird conversations are going to happen. And you've seen it. We've all had these conversations over the past year where you know you're both sitting there going, did you vaccinate? Did you vaccinate? Do you wear a mask? Do you wear a mask? And or why are you wearing a mask? I'm wearing a mask because I have to. I'm wearing a mask because I think it really helps. I'm just wearing a mask because I want everybody to leave me the hell alone. You're sitting there having those. It's weird that we're all put in these awkward positions. And I can only say that what James said, because he brought this point up about the era of COVID that we're going through, is that critical thinking now is more important than ever. Don't just read a headline. Don't just follow what your tribe is doing, is acting upon. The news that they are taking is gospel. Don't do that. I don't care which side you're on this deal. That you're not going to get that from the Jason Wright Show. But I would just say, whichever one you're on, decide for yourself. Be able to have an elevator pitch at the ready. If someone says, why did you get vaccinated? In 2 minutes or less, please tell me. Be able to articulate a thought. Is it just because, well, I read from an influencer that I was an idiot if I didn't? I keep getting frustrated. You know, for example, and I won't call him out. I may call him out eventually, but I'm not going to call him out right now. There's one particular author who I have a great deal of respect for. I've talked about on this show many, many times. I've talked about in my writing many, many times. That I have a lot of respect for his writing, his thinking. And sometimes I just, you know, the way he presents things. But as it relates to the COVID situation, he has been an absolute pompous ass, an absolute arrogant, haughty, self-righteous, pompous ass with regard to the position he's taken. And for the longest, I wouldn't really respond. He doesn't care what I have to say, right? I mean, it's like I'm a grain of sand on his beach of fans. If I go away, he'll never miss me. It doesn't matter. So I don't believe in just tossing stuff out. You know, it's kind of like throwing ice into a cold river. It doesn't really make a lot of difference, right? So, but I decided last night I'm unsubscribing to his newsletter because he had sent, once again, another snarky lecture about his position regarding COVID. And it was really disappointing because as a critical thinker, he of all people should know that you're just not going to win anyone to your side if you basically say, here's what I think, here's what I've learned, here's what I know, and if you don't agree with me, you're an idiot, you're stupid, and it's probably just because you follow this political leader. Because I can tell you that most people that I've talked to with regard to whether they're going to act one way or another, it hasn't really been political on that micro level. I have not run into many people that have said, I'm getting the vaccine because that's what Joe Biden says I should do. I have not run into many people that have said, I am not getting the vaccine because I know that's not what Donald Trump would want me to do. Instead, they're really just trying to calculate what's best for their family. And so I would encourage you as you go through this to practice what James has talked about and what I'm trying to push on this episode of critical thinking. Go discover for yourself the facts. Go find the people that you respect. And if they're within your circle of influence to be able to talk to, go have the conversation and do the calculus for yourself. So with that, I am so pumped. I have created something. I have discovered a way that I can create an episode of the Jason Wright Show as I drive down the road. So you all may be hearing a lot more episodes of the Road Ramblings. I think that's what I said at the first of this podcast. I think it's going to be the Road Ramblings. I wonder if I can get, but maybe I can use a snippet of Ramble On by Led Zeppelin in this episode and not get sued. Probably not. I tell you what, though, I want to solicit something from all of you, whether it's COVID-related, whether it's health and fitness-related, whether it's about books, whether it's about movies, I don't care what it is. Give me some stuff to go discover for you. I would like the next episode of the Road Ramblings to be me answering your questions. Oh, that sounds awesome, actually. I would love to get in the car and know that I'm going to create an episode of the Jason Wright Show, and I'm actually going to be answering your questions. And then, if any of you want to, I would love to have a Road Ramblings conversation with you. We will drive down the road, we will record the episode, and you will be a guest on the podcast. And if it's good, if we just end up having some silly conversation that I don't think anybody would have interest in, well, I'm not going to do that. But that might be fun too. So with that, thanks for tuning in to the Jason Wright Show. As always, please don't forget to subscribe to the Jason Wright, subscribe to the Jason Wright Show on iTunes, and please leave a 5-star rating. I would be so grateful. But what I was going to say is, don't forget to subscribe to the Vitruvian Letter. I will actually be getting to my stop today. I've got all my notes and everything to finish up the Vitruvian Letter, the most recent issue, which will go out this evening. And so if you're a subscriber, be looking forward to that. If you're not a subscriber, jasonrightnow.com, pop, will come the little square box to fill in your email address. And you will find out all the little nuggets of wisdom, goodness, be it nutrition, be it what I'm reading, all these sorts of things that I'm trying to execute to improve always and always. I use the Vitruvian Letter as a repository for all that data. Also, you can listen to the podcast, all this, book reviews. It's got all kinds of goodies, and it's free. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. So please check that out. And with that, that's it. We just recorded a podcast on the way to Lufkin, Texas. This is awesome. I hope you enjoyed it. Peace out.